now we mature and we become women, we have our own families, but the abuse and the trauma doesn't leave us, and it plays out in our life. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you felt that played out in your life?
And physical, I mean, like, you know, they used to haul me up and by my arm and, you know, beat me. And so my shoulder, it chronically hurts, you know, and they'd wail on me with the paddle on one side of my body mostly. So I have sciatica, you know, that, you know, that hurts a lot. And that's been chronic pain for, you know, 30, 40 years, you know.
Wow.
And I mean, that's just the physical things right there,
right.
You know. And, you know, and, you know, mental stuff. I mean, you know, I know I have, you know, mental problems and PTSD. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just, you can expect that, you know, after I wrote my book and published it, you know, I feel freer now. And, you know, my mom died a year ago, so I feel safe, you know, that she's not going to come and get me, you know, but yeah, so, you know, for me, I kind of feel the aftermath all the time, you know, and, you know, constantly.
Right.
And, you know, I'm still happy and I still have a faith in God. So that helps, you know, and, you know, the support of my wonderful husband, you know.
Suicide, you know, growing up for me, suicide was really my only way out. And when you're a child, you don't really understand how even to do that. But as you age, the very first time that I ever thought about suicide was when I got my license and I had a car. And I remember driving up to my parents' house because we lived quite a ways out of town on this mountain. And I thought, if I get this car up to a really high speed and just crash into that wall, and I even imagined what the smell of the twisted metal would be like, because felt like the only way out of the pain and the torture, right? Because to go back into his house, you know, he started molesting me, raping me. I don't like to actually use the word molestation when it's rape, because it's not the strength of, right, exactly. And I hate to minimize these crimes that happen to us, but I was still raped until I left at 17. And so the only way out for me was suicide. And is that much of what was kind of left in you as well, just to have the pain and the torture kind of end?
For me, it was like, I shouldn't have ever been alive to begin with. And I always expected to die. So it's not like I'd have to make any effort to kill myself,
right.
You know, and so it was just more of a natural result.
The theme was in you.
Yeah. And